The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host, Robin Swoboda, can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Interesting show again this week. Let me clarify. This, obviously, we think is interesting.
Yeah.
We're kind of financial geeks like that.
That's why we do this every Sunday, but
I'm sure some of you are enjoy hearing about this information, and we're going to talk about annuities, and there's good, bad, and ugly, and more importantly, the fine print.
Yeah. And yeah, before we get going too far, let's go over, you know, first of all, write this phone number down, because if you have an annuity, if you own one, if you're thinking about purchasing one, if you've been approached by an advisor, a salesman, or somebody about, you know, you should have an annuity in your portfolio, then write this number down, because we can offer you what is known in our office as the annuity comparison. And this is a tool, whether you get the annuity comparison if you own one, or if you get an annuity analysis done by Bill or myself and our team here at W.A. Smith.
This is actually a component of our stress test.
Yeah. So, and we talk about that a lot, but this is what you need to do. If you're listening along and you think, wow, I really need to get my hands on some more information about this, great tool for you. Call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. If you have a question, you can email us, questions@billsmithshow.com.
Let me give you a real-life example of why you want to do this. Somebody we had the opportunity to give an analysis to recently, and we were able to produce the same guaranteed income with almost $60,000 less money. Let me explain what that could do for you. How would you like to have an extra $60,000 and still have the same guaranteed income? How about we say it that way? Or how about this? How about money protected with guaranteed income, where you didn't have that before, at 50% less cost to your portfolio? See, most of you don't even know what you're paying.
Yeah, and these are the things precisely that we're going to cover today in the show that we're calling annuities, the good, the bad, and the fine print.
Yes, and the problem with annuities, let's start with that. What's the problem with them? Well, the problem is they're typically sold to you. Right or wrong, they're sold to you. And let me say that there's nothing necessarily wrong with that as long as you knew you were purchasing an annuity. However, when most people see the right way to purchase an annuity, we think the right way is only if you need income now or later. And when you see our comparison, the difference to you could be as much as 80% in your income. So that's big. That's a lot of money in your pocket. So we talk about the problem. The problem is you don't know if the annuity that the advisor sold you or talked to you about, is it competitive, because they're telling you how great it is, and of course it sounds good to you. How about, have you heard the commercial? Would you like a 20% bonus? Seriously?
Here's the pitch. You know, another pitch that you might get if you have an annuity, did it kind of sound like this when you bought it? Hey, how would you like to have all of the upside potential that the stock market can offer with none of the downside risk. How would you like to have a guaranteed, say, 6%, but when the markets do better than that, you can get more?
Well, you know, they're selling, and the benefit of an annuity is the fact that you can never run out of income. An annuity is an income that you can never outlive. So let's jump back to the problem. The problem is that most people are selling annuities for other reasons than what they're really designed for. Now, could that be done? Sure. But the problem is most people don't know the fine print. So if somebody sold you what you thought was a 6% guarantee, when we do our annuity analysis and comparison, and we show you it's really not 6%, it's an income account, people are suddenly going, whoa, this isn't what we thought we had.
Well, and specifically...
Oh, and those bonuses? Wait till you see the strings tied to those.
Specifically, what we've seen the most, and this can go for a fixed annuity or a variable annuity, but typically more so in a variable annuity, is where people are confused. They said, oh, no, my variable annuity is safe. They told me I was getting guaranteed 6%.
No, it's an income account.
Yeah, and if you have one of those...
Your money's still at risk.
And you think your money is safe, then you need the annuity analysis. 1-800-878-6223.
Let's explain this, because there's two types of annuities. You have an immediate annuity and a deferred annuity. An immediate annuity is like a... You want to call it like a pension. You exchange a lump sum of money, you give that up, and in return, you get a guaranteed income for as long as you live. The second kind is deferred. You don't necessarily need income now. Maybe you need it later. We have a couple flavors there. We have fixed and we have variable. But again, number one reason, you need income.
Either now or later.
Now or later. And some of those strategies can work. So the point is that there's nothing wrong with a variable annuity. There's nothing wrong with bonuses. There's nothing wrong with any of these things. The problem is they're just sold to you for not necessarily the right reasons. It's not fit into a financial plan. So if some of this stuff's resonating, if this is making sense, if you're saying, oh, geez, Bill, that's me, you need to give us a call and get the analysis. We don't know that we can help you. We don't know that we can help you, but we promise you one thing. When you get the analysis, you will learn something you didn't know.
Yeah. And let me be clear. The analysis, it's not something we're going to send to you in the mail. It's not call me and send me that free analysis. It's
send me the free report. It's you got to come in. You got to bring your stuff in and get the analysis.
If you've got an annuity, if you're looking at buying an annuity and you want to know more about it, come into the office and sit down.
If you met with an advisor, an insurance advisor, if you met with a broker and they're talking to you about an annuity, put on the brakes.
Toll free, call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. When we come back after the break, we're going to get into some of the bad things, some of the things that you should
look out for.
Look out for, understand. And those are few and far between as far as what's out there. So
Yeah. And toward the end of the show, we are going to talk about some of the good potential annuities that exist. So stay with us.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. We live in a constantly changing world full of uncertainty and concern for today's retired investors. Are you looking to bring a bit of calm into your world of chaos? Call Bill Smith and his team of wealth advisors at W.A. Smith Financial. It's located right there in Northeast Ohio, and their firm wants to help you be an informed investor. That's why they're offering a complimentary portfolio stress test for anybody who has at least $250,000 $1,000 saved for retirement. If today's stock market and retirement risks have you concerned about your financial future, get the stress test by calling 800-878-6223. This portfolio stress test could help you identify the risks you need to address if you aim to have long-term success throughout your golden years. Get your complimentary portfolio stress test at 1-800-878-6223. Don't leave your retirement to chance. W.A. Smith Financial, 1-800-878-6223.
Hey, it's Robin Swoboda. Do you like what you're hearing? Don't miss Bill's TV show, Retirement Solutions, today at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Welcome back with us here, talking about annuities, the good, the bad, and there is a ton of fine print, especially with variable annuities. And look, don't mistake what we're saying. There's nothing wrong with a variable annuity.
Nope.
It will produce guaranteed income to you. The problem is the reason why people purchased it to begin with was because they wanted safety and guaranteed growth of their money, and you don't necessarily get that with a variable annuity unless you have a rider.
Yeah.
Which a rider is a way to add a component to the annuity, which, by the way, when you add that component, it adds a lot of cost. So let's back up. So the problem that we talked about prior to the break, the problem is that they're sold to you, they don't do a comparison for you, they don't really truly explain all the details to you.
Yeah, another problem is they might work for a singular company that only offers maybe a one or two or three different types of products rather than being able to represent all of the insurance companies that offer annuities.
Yeah, we talked about three worlds of money, and we're going to talk about that on our TV show today, but we talked about it last week. I think we might even have touched on it today. If you're working with an advisor who they only work in that world, they are going to be selling you an annuity, whether it's right for you or not.
Yeah.
It's like pounding the square peg in the round hole.
Well, it's like the butcher.
Sometimes just doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, think about a butcher. You walk into a butcher, a store, a butchery, and what are they going to give you? What are you walking out with if you're going to make a purchase at the butcher?
You know why you're going in there. You're going in there to get some meat.
Yeah, the butcher, he likes meat. He sells meat. He knows a lot about meat.
The butcher doesn't care whether you should be eating red meat or not.
Yeah, the idea for the butcher is when he wakes up and goes into the office, per se,
they want to sell you
meat. He's selling meat today.
Yep. And so as long as you understand that, so think about that for a minute. Financial services are they're intangible.
Yeah.
You know, you walk into the butcher or an advisor who only represents one world of money, whether it's Wall Street, insurance, or a bank, then they're going to sell you what they have.
One way to take back control of that, and this is the best way to do it, is get a comparison done, shop around a little bit, understand the product the best you possibly can, whether the broker or the advisor, the meat salesman in our example, is actually going to fully disclose that product and make sure you understand it or not. 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, depending on who you're working with, you're probably going to have to do a lot of your own due diligence on this.
Well, and again, this is mind-boggling, and so to me, when something has to have 700 pages, think about this for a minute, 700 pages in a prospectus. Come on, seriously, that's your homework assignment. Read 700-page prospectus and figure it out.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen,
by the time you're into the second page, you're going, what does this mean?
The crazy thing about that is it's your responsibility. This is the way the regulation is stated. It's not the broker's responsibility or the advisor's necessarily. It's your responsibility.
It just has to be suitable. You sign a paper that says you read that prospectus,
yeah,
and it's suitable, right? So the problem, again, going back to it, is that it's not the product that's the problem. It's how the product is positioned in the plan that becomes the problem. It's not even the advisor that's the problem.
Right.
It's how the product is positioned in the plan that is the problem. And so when you think about the things that an annuity can do. They can provide income, and that's pretty much the primary reason. And there's some ancillary items and things, but a couple things to look out for.
Yeah.
You got to understand, are there mortality expense risk charges? Are you paying insurance premiums? Are there loads? What is the penalty for early withdrawal? Are there subaccount charges? What are the rider charges?
Are there riders attached or not? A lot of times you won't even know that.
And by the way, and a lot of times you can't even see what you're paying in these. It comes off the net asset value of the plan or the annuity.
Another thing.
Now, if it's a fixed annuity, there's no cost to it. It's just straight fixed.
Yeah, I mean,
and you earn an interest rate. So think of it kind of like a CD offered by a bank, if you will. It's not FDIC insured through an annuity. It's backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
As well as the income.
Right, which is why you want to work with a good company. But with that said, a fixed annuity, which is the other version of a deferred, you can say is safe.
Mm-hmm.
You can say a fixed indexed is safe. You know, again, it's as safe as the insurance company issuing the account.
As safe can get. You say the same thing about banks. You can say the same thing about...
Yeah, what is safe today?
Yeah, as safe
How
as safe,
safe
can
is
get.
Safe? As safe as safe gets is government treasuries. I know that's funny.
What if the government fails, Bill, right? Yeah.
Treasuries, CDs, or insured deposits of some sort.
Yeah, bank stuff.
Bank stuff. And fixed annuities. You know, everything else has some form of risk. And there's even some risk in some of that if you're with a bank or an insurance company that's not doesn't have a good rating. But with that said, we're coming up here pretty quick on our last break. I want to talk about some of the other potential things to look out for. It's this thing called annuitization.
Hmm. I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
Yeah. So what is annuitization and why does it matter to you? Well, annuitization basically says you are going to exchange what used to be money in your pocket or available to you for income. You no longer have money. You can't access that money now. All you have is a guaranteed cash flow. You have income. So, not a huge fan. I am a person, and if you're probably would agree, I would guess, that you don't like to lose control of your money. Not a big fan. Which is one of the flaws in a lot of annuities that are out there. You lose control. I've seen some of these annuities out there that are called two-tier that you always have a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a penalty to get it out.
Well, I know what you're thinking, ladies and gentlemen. You're going, okay, well, I have to look out for all these things. I don't know. I can't read the prospectus. I can't understand it. Well, that's where we can come in and help you.
I argue that the average advisor that sells annuities doesn't understand all they should understand about annuities. I would argue that.
I would argue or challenge that the advisor didn't read that 700-page prospectus either. Not cover to cover.
Do they understand the product that they sell?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes right down to it, you know, I think, let's see, what did we miss here?
Well, we talked fees, we talked sub-account charges, mortality and expense, insurance costs, we talked...
There's rider costs.
Surrender charges.
Life insurance premiums, again, your riders, you... Some of these annuities get loaded up with so expensive, they're so expensive that you're paying 3, 4, and 5%, I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably wondering, geez, guys, you're killing me here with all of this, I mean, negative information on annuities.
We're not down on annuities.
The problem is not the product. Let me repeat that. The problem is how the product is being positioned in the portfolio. Let me repeat, it's the advisor's responsibility to make sure that if you're working with an advisor who only works in one world, who do they work for? They work for a company. Their number one thing they have to do is represent the company first. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's some great, great companies. There's some great insurance agents out there who represent and work for one company. It's your responsibility to recognize that they're selling that product to you. So we're in the big leagues out here. If you want to jump over to the big leagues, you need to get an analysis, and we're going to give you an education about annuities, whether it's right for you or not, and that's what you need to know today.
Yeah, and an analysis again.
You need to get that second opinion. Here, what's the difference between one annuity to another? Cost to you and how much you have to put in to generate the same dollar of income. And that can vary so widely, it is mind-boggling.
You want to see the difference? Call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. We'll run that annuity analysis for you. It's not a free report. It's not something we're going to send you in the mail. If you've got an annuity, you're thinking about buying one.
It's not a cost for it, but it's not a report that we can send you. If you want it, you got to come in.
You got to bring your
stuff. And we don't even know that we can help you. Yeah. We've seen people come in where we've done the analysis, and their surrender charge in the annuity is ludicrous.
Yeah,
There's nothing you can do. And you know what? We've also seen some folks come in that have some really good annuities.
Yep. Bottom line is, you can't get a second opinion from the one who gave you the first. So call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223.
You know, and also, Jarrett, too, let's not forget, we have a lot of questions come into the TV show. We have people who have questions. You have questions on your mind. You're wondering. You want to ask us something right now. Email us right now. Questions@BillSmithShow.com. Email us right now. Get your questions answered. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Hi, Robin Swoboda here. If you like what you're hearing today, be sure to join Bill and me Sunday at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5 for Retirement Solutions.
10 seconds on the clock. No timeouts left. Down by 6. You have to score. It's all about this moment. It's all about this play. The game has gone back and forth. Sure, there were fumbles along the way, but you fought hard. You worked the whole game for this moment. A turnover now would spell disaster. When you're in retirement or close to retirement, you are in the retirement red zone. You can't afford to make a mistake. Do you have a winning game plan? Do you have the right retirement coach? It's time to be proactive with your retirement money. You can call your own plays, or you can learn from the retirement coach himself. Schedule your complimentary consultation for a retirement review and checkup with radio and TV host Bill Smith. Call 800-878-6223. Toll free 800-878-6223. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC. This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Well, folks, we're coming down the home stretch here on Retirement Solutions. And boy, I love the music, the intro that we have now.
Exciting.
Kudos to our production teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about, you know, there are some good variable annuities.
Yeah, both good variable annuities, good fixed annuities.
There are some great variable annuities. There's some great fixed annuities. There's some great fixed indexed annuities. And so the show today, you might get the wrong impression. You might think we don't like them.
Yeah, we talked a lot bad about them.
I want to talk about, again, let me reiterate, there are three worlds of money. Bank world, insurance world, Wall Street world. The problem that exists, number one, is you get an advisor who only works in one world, doesn't have access to all the worlds. That's a problem because you're only going to see what's in their world. Now, that compounds if you're working with an advisor who only works for a singular company. I don't know if their product's good or there isn't. It's a, you know, it's your responsibility to understand that.
Well, their product might be good, but it might not be good for you. It's another question that you would have to ask. Does it fit for you?
That's the second problem. The problem is not the annuity. The problem is the product or is it right for you and how it was fit into your plan? What are you paying? Could you have more income for the same price? Could you put less money in to produce the same income? See, these are all good things. An annuity is good because it can extremely enhance a portfolio. It can completely take the risk out of a goal-based situation. Boy, we could talk a lot about the Wall Street world.
Yeah, well, and we will. So keep tuning in every Sunday morning here.
But we haven't even gotten to that world. That sounds like a good show. The Wall Street world.
Bill, you and I were chatting about the proper use of an annuity and how can you structure a good annuity, when you find a good annuity, into a plan. We mentioned cash flow diversification.
Well, let's use one example. Let's suppose 5 years from today, you need $1,000 a month. 5 years from today. It's math. I could tell you, you make X deposit, and 5 years from today, on the exact day we plan in your financial plan for you to retire, to have that $1,000 a month happen, and the industry range is anywhere from 4 to 7%, that income happens for you, you retire, and that's your supplement. That's coming from your portfolio. The rest of your money, we split between the Wall Street world and the bank world. That simple. Another example. 20 years from now, you suppose your price of goods and services are going to go up? Let's suppose that in 15, 20 years from now, you're going to need an extra $2,000 a month.
Yeah, you're good now is what you're saying? You're good
okay
on income now,
but 20 years from now, you're worried that inflation might hit you and you might need an extra $2,000 a month. Well, you can structure it in such a way that in exactly that amount of time, based on a guaranteed assumption, you can go guaranteed or non, by the way, it will produce X that dollar of income, X being 2,000 in our example. So if you don't need income, whether it's now or later, I would then question, okay, what other benefit? How is that annuity fitting into your overall financial plan? Why? I've seen people paying rider costs for life insurance inside of a variable. Guess what? I know you're going to die. See, when you're retired, it's not the risk of dying. It's the risk of living too long. It's the risk of a long-term illness. So that begs a great question. I'm coming up with some great show ideas. Do you need life insurance? How do you know you need life insurance? It's a new show. I like it. Folks, we are out of time this week. But again, we're not down on annuities. Again, let me repeat this one more time. The problem is not the product. The problem is not necessarily the company. The problem is how the product was positioned in your plan. Was it for the right reason? Was the wrong reason? Was the motivation of the advisor that sold it to you?
Let us help you determine the answer to that. We got an easy tool called the annuity analysis. You call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. Set up an appointment. Come sit down with Bill. Come sit down with myself. And we'll take you through whether or not the annuity you have or the one you're thinking about buying is the right one for you. Toll free.
Can it improve? Can it improve?
Yep, absolutely. With that, we are out of time. Don't miss the TV show today. News Channel 5, noon, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. My name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll see you next week on Retirement Solutions.
You've been listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.